The Point McKenzie Community Council met on Wednesday evening in a special meeting to consider the proposed Point McKenzie town site, which was approved by the Matanuska Sioux Sittna Borough Assembly earlier this year. Tammy Haroff, secretary of the Point McKenzie Community Council, says that the town site project has raised concerns in the community.
We voted unanimously against the proposed town site on Alsop Road, as it directly affects both the Goose Bay and the Sioux Sittna Flats game refuges. There is a major wildlife corridor that would be affected, and the wildlife in our area would be completely devastated by a town site there.
The Community Council's resolution requests the Matanuska Sioux Sittna Borough halt the town site process so that the public is able to participate. Concerns were raised about a wildlife protection corridor and about the watershed, which would be impacted by gravel needed to fill wetlands for housing if the town site is established. The resolution for a town site at Point McKenzie was brought forward by Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss in January. The Borough Assembly approved the resolution, which suggests that the Point McKenzie Community Council was in agreement with the idea. Haroff says that is not accurate.
Their wording in the resolution was inaccurate. It was not a unanimous vote. It was a majority vote, but also the fact that we weren't aware that it was directly the town site map plan directly over this area that we have for years been trying to protect. And it's documented back until, I believe, 2001, if not 1999.
Lauren Driscoll, the borough's chief planner, says the borough made a presentation of the greater Point McKenzie development plan at this week's community council meeting, and that the town site is only a small portion of that plan.
Oh, I definitely think there's an opportunity for flexibility here.
Driscoll says the borough has been working on the town site for several months, but the process is far from complete.
This is a unique piece of property that's in a highly desired area. It's all borough-owned property, and it's our first attempt to really plan a community ahead of time. And because it is on borough-owned land, the Assembly has given us the go-ahead to do that. And the nice thing with being able to plan ahead is we do get to consider things like wildlife corridors and wetlands and make sure that we can achieve all the ideals.
Driscoll says the maps her department has designed for the town site are in the very initial stages and do not represent a final plan. Other concerns raised at the community council meeting indicate possible conflicts of the town site plan with the Point McKenzie comprehensive plan, which was passed by the Borough Assembly 2 years ago. Driscoll says there is no deadline for public comment concerning the proposed Point McKenzie town site. I'm Ellen Lockyer.